How about the spirit bear dance? Cole said. Edwin eyed him quizzically. Did you see the spirit bear today? Cole hesitated before answering. I saw something big and white disappear into the trees near the pond. Was it the spirit bear? Cole wanted so badly to tell the truth. He nodded. Are you scared of being here alone with the bear after what happened? Cole shook his head. I'm not scared of the bear, but I am scared of being alone. He looked at Edwin. How did you feel when you were here? Edwin looked deep into the flames, his faraway gaze conjuring up memories. At first, I was so lonely it hurt, but with time, I felt peaceful inside. With no further words, the three of them sat as if in a trance, staring into the flames until darkness fell. Finally, Edwin looked up at the dark sky. It's a great night for a spirit bear dance, he said to Cole. You go first. I need to think about it. Edwin shook his head. When you dance, it's your heart and soul speaking. You don't need to think. If you saw the spirit bear, you go first. Hesitantly, Cole stood. In the village, when we dance, we always beat a drum, Edwin said. Do you want me to keep a rhythm? Cole shrugged. Sure, whatever. Edwin left the fire and returned holding two short chunks of driftwood. He sat down and began striking them together with a hollow knock. Again and again he hit the chunks of wood as if beating a drum. As the rhythm echoed down the shore and out across the water, Cole began moving. He let the story of his first visit to the island become his dance. Approaching the flames, then fading away into the dark, he appeared and disappeared. Each time he reappeared, he moved closer to the fire as if threatening to attack Edwin and Garvey. He hunched over, his movements ghost-like. Then he flung himself to the ground beside the flames, clawing and kicking. In his mind, he relived the mauling. He grabbed at twigs and broke them as if they were bones. Grimacing on the ground, he heard Edwin beating the pieces of driftwood in a hypnotic rhythm. Cole raised his head and spit into the dark. Then he pretended to lick up the spit. Last, he reached out as if touching the spirit bear. He froze in the touching position for a long moment, then stood and walked proudly off into the dark. When Cole returned to the fire, he sat down. Edwin handed the chunks of driftwood to Cole. That was a good dance. Now you keep the rhythm. Awkwardly at first, Cole knocked the pieces of driftwood together the way Edwin had, with a regular beat. It felt like the beating of his heart. Edwin stood and began to dance. He stalked proudly around the fire, sniffing at the air. Slowly, he came up behind Cole and Garvey. When they turned to look at him, he backed away. Again and again, he repeated this movement until they no longer turned to look back. Then he came and knelt in front of them. That was how he ended his dance. Cole kept striking the wood together for Garvey as he stood for his turn. Garvey started his dance lying on the ground as if he were asleep by the fire, then slowly awoke and sat up. He rubbed his stomach and licked his lips to show his hunger. Then he rose and moved around the flames, eating berries off imaginary bushes and catching fish from an imaginary stream. After several minutes, he stuck out his belly and scratched at it to show he was full. Cole couldn't help but smile at his parole officer. This was the same man he had hated back in Minnesota. How could he have ever hated him? Garvey spun around as if in surprise and gazed back at Edwin and Cole. He began prowling back and forth, moving closer. He looked at Cole and placed a finger to his lips. Cole stopped drumming. In silence, Garvey moved forward until he stopped less than a foot away. He crouched silently as if to touch his toes, then, "Boo!" he shouted, springing up, arms extended. Edwin's stump tipped over, and he fell backward in surprise. Cole nearly choked, catching his breath. Garvey laughed harder and harder until tears rolled down his cheeks. "Dances don't always have to be serious," he said. "Dances can be fun, too, or they can be celebrations." "You turkey," Cole said, laughing himself. When he regained his composure, he grinned. "I understood both of your dances."
"And we understood yours, too," Garvey said.
Once more the three sat staring into the flames, each lost in thought. Finally, Edwin stood. "Let's get some sleep. Tomorrow begins a new journey."